Home care, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to find out how I can get on Medicaid.
Sure. You want to have Medicaid or you want to have an aide that should come to your house to help you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get help for my daughter. She does everything for me.
Oh,
She cooks for me and she helps clean my house. And everything.
Okay, great.
And I'm trying to get her to be my caregiver.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you don't have Medicaid, right?
Not that I know of. See, I've tried to get it before for different people, and they all said they'd get it for me, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm on it or not.
Okay, sure. Give me a minute.
I don't believe I am because
I can check. I can check if you have Medicaid. Okay? Hold on.
Who says yes?
Okay, so I'm just going to need your first and last name and date of birth so I can look it up for you. Okay.
My first name is Rusling. It's Rusling.
Okay, and last name?
Slaughter, Slawger.
K-A-R?
Slawger.
T-E-R. Slaughter?
By what? Oh, 12-20-39.
Okay, and your last name, I just want to make sure I have the correct spelling. I have
S-L-A-W-T-E-R. S-L, right?
Yeah.
L is in Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got that?
A W T as in Tom E R. Yeah?
T E R, yes.
T as in like, Tom E R?
Yes, like you call slaughter.
Oh, okay, yeah. Rusling. 12/20/1939. Now there is nothing coming up in Medicaid. Do you think you might be eligible? How much is your monthly income?
Well, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm having problems. I had open heart surgery 3 years ago, and ever since I've had numerous problems.
Oh, so sorry about that.
I had my lungs drained a couple times because there's so much fluid in them. I have a hard time breathing, as you probably can tell. But,
Okay, do you know how much your monthly income is?
Yes, I get a disability pension from the police department. And then I get a little Social Security. It comes.
Do you know how much?
Yes, it comes at $3,400 a month.
How much? $3,400 a month?
Yes. I know that's over, but see, I have a home equity loan that I got 20 years ago that I can't pay. So they take interest out of my pay every month of $800. So that takes my $3,400 down to 2600.
Oh, so you make 2600 a month. Okay, so let me take your information and and let's see if we can help you get you on Medicaid. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Hold on just a minute. So you receive every month only 2,600?
After the deduction, yes.
Yeah, but they deduct it automatically?
Yes.
Okay.
So I can't pay the loan, mm-hmm. so they take $800 in interest mm-hmm. out on my loan. I've been trying to get my loan refinanced, but I'd have to pay out $900 for that. So
$800 is being deducted automatically to pay off. I'm just jotting down some information. Give me just a minute.
Okay. See, I just found out less than a year ago that I wasn't mm-hmm. on Medicaid.
All these years,
I thought
wow.
I was, but
wow.
obviously, okay. I've been trying to.
Okay, we're gonna look into your case and we're gonna help you. Okay.
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 Thank
perfect.
You.
No problem. So let me just put in your name, Rustling. Slaughter. Your phone number is the one you just called me from, the 215-677-3401, right?
Yes.
Do you have an additional phone number that I can have on file?
I'm on the phone. 215-677-3401.
Yeah, that's your phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay, you don't have another phone number that we can keep, right?
Well, I have a cell phone.
Okay, what
you
is
want,
that?
You want that?
Yeah.
It's 267 320 5004.
Okay, great. And the other number, the 3401, is a landline?
I'm going to speak a little slower, please.
Yes, so the other number you gave me, the 677-3401, is that a landline?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fine. So, basically, what I understand that from the information you gave me is that you had an open heart surgery and you need help. Your daughter helps you with cooking your meals, getting to appointments, right?
My daughter cooks, she goes shopping for me.
Oh.
At different places that have certain things a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So she shops around, and then she
okay.
cooks the meals, packages them up for me, and brings mm-hmm. them over to my house.
Oh.
Every day.
And she also assists you with appointments?
For me.
Is she also helping you go to appointments?
My appointments?
Yes.
A lot of them. And
okay,
she helps me around the house, does my vacuuming and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your address?
2119 President Street. It's in Philly. 19115.
Perfect. Okay. And that's in Philadelphia County, right?
Pardon me?
Philadelphia County, correct?
Philadelphia County, yes.
Okay, good. Do you have any minors present in your home?
Any what?
Minors?
No, I live by myself.
Okay. And what's the name of your daughter that helps you?
Okay.
What is her name?
My name?
Your daughter's name.
Oh, Donna Slaughter.
D-O-N-N-A?
Yes.
Okay, and what is her phone number?
Hers?
Mm-hmm.
Her home number is 215-281-3696.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If she works, she works every day.
Oh, so what is her cell phone number?
In work?
Yes.
Let me see.
She doesn't have a cell phone?
She has a cell phone. I'll give you that number.
Okay.
Hold on. It's cell phone is 215-260-2946.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Perfect. So I have all your information here. Let me just check if someone from our intake department is available to take your call so they can help you further. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Give me just a minute, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you for waiting, Rosling. Unfortunately, no one is available to take your call on the moment, so I'm going to have them give you a call back. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, great. So make sure you have your phone with you. They'll call you back within the next hour, hopefully, okay?
Okay, call my home line.
The home line, the one you just called me from, right?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
I thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.